This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Spurs star and England captain Harry Kane has come out and said that England can go all the way and lift the World Cup trophy Sunday week. Ivan Perisic and Christian Romero now face each other in the World Cup semi-finals. Reports are stating that Spurs will have to pay £26 million for Juventus star Weston McKennie if we want to sign him in the January transfer window. Spurs beat Motherwell 4-0 in a friendly at Hotspur away on Friday afternoon. Alessandro Bastoni has confirmed that he has been talking to Tottenham. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going for all the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Let's start by talking about Spurs target Alessandro Bastoni. A report has just been published by the Evening Standard and they have stated that Tottenham transfer target Alessandro Bastoni has confirmed contact between Spurs and his current club Inter Milan. Bastoni has been a target for Spurs boss Antonio Conte for a while, having worked with the player during their time together in Milan. Spurs looked to sign Bastoni over the summer, but Inter Milan were not willing to entertain a sale and the player was unwilling to push for a move. The report then goes on to say, in the end, Spurs ended up signing Clement Lenglet on loan from Barcelona with good results, as they kept their powder dry on spending big on a new left-sided centre-back. Asked about interest from Tottenham, Alessandro Bastoni told the Italian media, "There was some contact, but I'm happy I stayed at Inter Milan." The defender then went on to describe working with Antonio Conte and said, "With Antonio Conte, we entered the pitch knowing perfectly what we needed to do and everything was studied in a certain manner." A report has just been published by Team Talk and they are stating that Tottenham have learned that midfield target Weston McKennie will be available for £26 million and Juventus are open to losing him in the January transfer window. Tottenham have been linked with McKennie since last summer. Indeed, the Juventus midfielder has been one of the most talked about potential signings for Spurs since that time. The report then states that Antonio Conte has already brought in a fair few Serie A players since his time at Tottenham. Dejan Kulusevski has been the best performer, though Rodrigo Bentancurt, Ivan Perisic and Christian Romero all more than pull their weight. Weston McKennie looks as though he could well be the next cab off the rank. Indeed, the midfielder has been a consistent performer during his time with Juventus. Now, many congratulations to Ivan Perisic and Christian Romero. They will both face each other in the World Cup semi-final. Croatia will take on Argentina. Now, Croatia drew 1-1 against Brazil on Friday, winning 4-2 on penalties. Ivan Perisic played the full 120 minutes, including extra time. Richarlison played the first 84 minutes for Brazil. After 90 minutes, the game between Argentina and Holland was 2-2. The game went into extra time. It then finished 4-3 on penalties to Argentina. Christian Romero played the first 78 minutes of the match. Tottenham Hotspur defender Christian Romero has spoken out about the possibility of facing England and teammates Eric Dier and Harry Kane in the World Cup in Qatar. He said, "I would be very sorry for Harry Kane if I come up against him. I would hit him with a lot. When I play for my team, I want to kill, in a good way, the rival opponent. I have said to Harry, for sure, I'll tear it up. Unfortunately, he plays for his team and I play for mine." Christian Romero then went on to say, "Both Harry Kane and Eric Dier, I have told them both, if I face you, I am sorry for you. And if we must hit each other, it is going to be like that. When Harry Kane is serving for England and I'm serving for Argentina, I don't have any teammates, no friends, nothing." Romero then added, "He is for his team and I am for mine, so unfortunately I would not be friends in that match. My objective and the other 10 who are on the field are the same, to kill the rival opponent, in a good way, to die for our shirt." On Friday afternoon, Tottenham Hotspur faced Motherwell in a friendly at Hotspur way. We won the game 4-0. Goals from Dejan Kulusevski, a brace from Matt Doherty and a goal from Brian Hill. The starting 11 was as follows: Austin, Tanganga, Sanchez, Sayers, Spence, Basuma, Skip, Doherty, Kulusevski, White, Brian Hill. Antonio Conte used a number of subs in the game. Alfie Whiteman coming on in the 58th minute and then 9 subs in the 75th minute. Dorrington, Fagan Walcott, Mundell, Baskotski, John, Devine, Lancashire, Donnelly and Santiago all coming on. After Tottenham's 4-0 win against Motherwell Hotspur away, Matt Doherty said, "It was nice to get the shirt back on and get out there. We played well. We took the game seriously. We pressed how we wanted to press. We didn't give them any real chance to start the game well. And we were on top from the start. So it was quite enjoyable. And I managed to be in the right place twice." Also talking after the game, Dejan Kulusevski said, "I feel good. It's been a hard 2 weeks, a lot of hard training. So this game was a little hard, but also fun. Because like Matt Doherty said, we did it in the right way. We pressed well, we played well with the ball and did some new stuff that I liked as well. We keep working and we will have some good weeks ahead." On Friday afternoon, Tottenham Hotspur striker and England captain Harry Kane had his press conference alongside manager Gareth Southgate ahead of the England v France game on Saturday evening. He believes that England can go all the way this year.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Yeah, I think looking back in 2018, we didn't really know what to expect from the group. Of course, we went there with the belief that we could win, but it was almost a new experience for a lot of us. And obviously, we got to the semi-final there and everyone was over the moon. But whether we had the full belief to go and win the tournament, I'm not quite sure. I think we backed that up in the Euros, getting to another final, which... we lost by a couple of kicks of the ball. So, I feel like the belief has been building and building over the 4 or 5 years now. And We entered this tournament hoping to and believing that we can win it. And we've got to a stage now where we expect it to be. And now it's about trying to push on. And we face a really tough game tomorrow. But I know everyone's ready. We've prepared. And we'll go into that game with, maybe more belief in what we did back in 2018.
Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Let's start by talking about Tottenham's 4-0 win against Scottish club Motherwell Hotspur Way on Friday afternoon. We made it look extremely easy. Dejan Kulusevski was without doubt our star man. Everything in that final third went through him. He was at the heart of it all. Matt Doherty got a brace, played extremely well in my opinion. Some great finishing from him. One with his right foot and one from a header from a corner. Brian Hill also got on the score sheet, but we made it look very easy. We could have scored an absolute hatful of goals in that game. Of course, late on in the second half, Antonio Conte made a number of changes, bringing on a number of youngsters, which is always great to see, young players coming through and, given chances in these sorts of games. You know, why not? Jed Spence, I thought, played very well. He was quite lively on the right-hand side. Yves Bissouma was good in the midfield as well. Some good performances, but I do think that we need a much better test before, going back to Premier League action on Boxing Day. So, of course, we do face French club Nice on the 21st of December at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That should be a good one. What a day at the World Cup. Croatia won, Brazil won. Of course, Croatia beat Brazil 4-2 on penalties. Richarlison will now be on his way home. Perisic, of course, has now gone through to the semi-finals. Again, of course, they got to the final last time 4 years ago when they played France. And, of course, Hugo Lloris then picked up the trophy. But congratulations to Ivan Perisic. He will now face Christian Romero, where, of course, Argentina beat Holland. They were 2-0 up. Holland came back 2-2. What a fantastic free kick at the death. Then, of course, that one went to penalties. They won 4-3 on penalties. Christian Romero is now through to the semi-finals and will face Ivan Perisic. That will be an interesting one. Our reports have stated that Weston McKennie is now available for £26 million. Do I think he's worth £26 million? Absolutely. He's a quality player. You don't get a lot now in 2022 for £26 million. So if Spurs wanted to go for him, we all know that Fabio Paratici absolutely loves him and Antonio Conte is a huge admirer of the player as well. But in my opinion, in the January transfer window and the upcoming transfer windows, i.e. the summer, it has got to be about defensive reinforcements. We've got to go out and buy real quality, exactly like we did in the January transfer window earlier this year. Bring in 1, 2, 3 players that can walk into the starting 11 and improve our starting 11 straight away. And the priority has to be defensively, another centre-back, in my opinion, and definitely a right wing-back. I believe that the right wing back area is probably our weakest area on the pitch. So that has to be addressed. Has to be. Now, thanks for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy your weekend and come on, you Spurs.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own.
to always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.